Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome to yet another episode of Islamic Upbringing. In this program, we'll listen to your questions, your queries that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers of our experts are based on Noble Quran and the narrations of Holy Prophet, may peace be upon him and his purified family. Well, today in our studio, we have with us Brother Miqdad, an Islamic scholar. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you to you and to all the listeners for being with us today.
Well, Brother Miqdad, we have another question for you today. Would you agree that 6 to 7 year gap before I have my second child is good so that I can focus on each child and give full attention?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. With all due respect to the person who asked the question, I would disagree with that. Something we talked about previously as well, that when we look at child upbringing, we need to look at it from this angle, that child upbringing is more about upbringing of a family, upbringing of a children through an environment that is made in a way that allows growth to happen.
Okay.
In other words, we need to come out of this perspective that child upbringing means a one-to-one contact. It's not like that. If a parent is able to create an environment, create a family, right, a very strong family structure that has good akhlaq between the parents and the children, that has all the needs met within a family setup, that has a very strong relationship between the parents and themselves and between the parents and the children, that has the love and the respect and the safety and the security, then this family, even if it has 10 children, naturally the children are in an environment that their growth is made easy.
Okay.
So that doesn't mean that there's no one-to-one. That's not what I'm trying to say. And I'll speak about that in a second. But the point over here is that, the first point over here is that we need to see upbringing as a family matter, not a one-to-one matter. And right. Once we look at it like this, then having more than one child in a very short space of time, it doesn't go against tarbiyat. On the contrary, as I'll mention in a second, is that it actually helps child upbringing even more.
All right.
So if we are able to look at tarbiyat like this, that we create an environment, then what happens is that first and foremost, we realize the need to increase the number of children that we have.
Okay.
This is a principle that we have been taught in our hadith. For example, the Prophet has been said that he will be proud, in a good sense, on the day of judgment of his ummah being so vast. Or for example, the Prophet's instructing their children to have more children.
Right.
And generally, as Muslims, we need to understand that the more we have children, the bigger the families we are, the easier it becomes to do a good upbringing.
Right.
So if we are going to have many children, then naturally the gap between the children should be reduced, right?
Okay.
How many years should that be? I'm not going to give a number because it depends on different circumstances, different on the capacity of the parents, financial capacity, sometimes even physical capacity, how much they're able to.
Right.
But usually 2 to 3 to 4 years is a good gap. More than that becomes way too much. And so the shorter the gap, the closer the children become between themselves, the more we're going to have a bigger family, and right. that will have a positive impact on child upbringing.
Right. Dear listeners, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Holy Quran, do not say to others what you don't practice yourself. I must tell you here that our expert is quite young, but still he is a father of four. So we'll talk more with him after a short break. Stay tuned.
IRIB English Radio presents A Priceless Gift to Parents. Do you have problem with your kids?
I have two boys. One is 5 years old and the other one is 3.5. And they constantly fight and wrestle with each other, and it often gets to a dangerous stage.
My 18-month-old daughter has learned to eat by herself, and she just refuses that I feed her. But usually, all the food basically goes everywhere except her mouth. So how can we allow this strife to happen for the purpose of freedom?
Don't worry. We're here to help.
For a child, the purpose of the food is only to feed. It's also for him to learn. It's also for him to explore and fulfill the need of curiosity, fulfill the need of freedom.
Islamic upbringing. Contact us. English Radio at irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is IRIB English Radio. We are with Brother Miqdad, and Brother Miqdad is telling us if it's good to have 6-7 years of gap between the children to give them more attention, more focus. But Brother Miqdad, so far you discussed that growth naturally helps in the family, but it's not good to have that years of gap, like 6-7 years of gap, the question that we have been asked.
Yes, so 6-7 years between children is a huge gap. And right. what happens is that brothers, that brother and that sister, or the two sisters, or the two brothers will have difficulty in bringing that strong relationship which allows children to grow, which allows children to build a lot of skills, which allows children to be independent from friends outside the family,
mm-hmm.
And many other benefits that come when we have children who are the same age. In a family where children are very close in age, what happens is that they learn social skills very quickly, right? They learn how to sacrifice, right? Okay. Because they realize that my mom's attention is divided between us, for example.
Right.
I have to understand that it's okay if my mom gives attention to my brother or my sister. I learn to share very easily. I learn to overlook things very easily.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a family of 3, 4, 5 within a very short age gap, it's difficult. Nobody denies the fact that it is very difficult. It is time consuming. It requires a lot of effort. It may also require finances, but when we look at it from a child upbringing perspective, it has a huge amount of advantage over having one child or two children with a very big gap, which actually comes back to having one child. Really, you've seen these children who, if you have been going to parks, for example.
Mm.
For kids, and then you take your kids, and you can straight away see the difference between a kid who's been growing up all alone, who needs to come to the park more often to find some friends. His parents are constantly looking for a mate to play
with. Someone to be friends with
them. Or they're spending a lot of time on a one-to-one with the child, which is very good to some extent, but more than that, the child becomes very spoiled, requires more attention, doesn't learn a lot of the skills that they would learn if they were to be active on their own. As opposed to, if you look at in the same park, you can straight away tell children that have been growing in big families. They're much quicker. They've grown faster. They've made a lot of different social skills that are important, and that will come only when you have a big family. So the point is that when it is possible for us, we need to understand that child upbringing happens in a family, and if we're able to have many children, then it goes a very long way to creating a family which will then help them in their upbringing.
Right. Well, Brother Magdad, I'll discuss more with you after a short break. The listeners, don't touch that dial. We'll be back in a while.
The Prophet ﷺ said, "Increase your children, for tomorrow I will boast of your abundance over other nations."
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Brother Miqdad, and we are discussing if 6-7 years of gap between children is good or not for parents. Well, Brother Miqdad, let me tell you about my own experience. I am a mother of two. And like if the question that was asked was that, is it good to have 6-7 years of gap between the children so that we can give more focus and attention to each child? But what I realized that the more attention I gave to the first one, it became easy for the second one. He learned automatically. Like I think the efforts that parents think that I need to put on each and every child, if you upbring the very first child very correctly and put all those efforts get kind of, you know, lessened, or you know, they get they automatically get shared if you have you know, children like within some 2-3 years.
Yes, that's correct. If we have children with a very small gap, they're it's very much easy for them to learn between themselves. But a learning that requires no effort, as you mentioned.
Right.
What happens if you have a big gap? Then, firstly, the learning happens all over again. Right? You have to teach everything that you taught to the first child a second time to the second child. It won't be passed on very quickly from one to two. And secondly, it's very possible as well that the older sibling will become more of a parent than a friend, or more of a parent than a brother and sister to the younger children. And that is not very good either. When this child is 7, for example, a newborn comes in the house, she or he will be 10, 15 when the newborn will be a toddler. That becomes more of a parenting relationship than a brother and sister relationship. And that is not good. This is a child who grew up with two mothers or two fathers, for example.
Right.
So the point you mentioned is correct. When you have children from at a very young age, you're putting one effort. It's exactly what you mentioned. You put one effort towards the family. And this family grows within this environment. I made this example before as well, that it's like a gardener. When the gardener has a garden, if he makes sure that the soil is a good soil and he gives water to the soil and sun to the soil, then any seed he puts, however many seeds he puts in this garden, all of them will likely to give flowers, basically, because he's taken care of the whole soil in one go, basically. It's a good analogy to explain that if we work towards a family, then this will really help child upbringing. I must mention, however, that this does not go and does not neglect the idea that parents have to have time with each children as well. So if you have a big family, many children, don't forget to spend time with each of the children on their own as well. So take them out, for example, for a meal, or take them one by one, for example, to the park, and spend that one-to-one relationship with each of the child. That's very important, and that should not be neglected either.
Right. Thank you so much, Brother Miqdad, for being with us and sharing those beautiful tips with us. The listeners, I hope this discussion is going to help you and you have enjoyed the session as well. As always, thank you so much for listening. Well, in case if you have any questions or queries for us, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. If you want to listen to our previous sessions, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. Go to the tab Call of Islam and you'll find our programs there. Well, if you can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam Radio. Thank you for listening. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small. away.